John Jersinski, the co-manager of Rocky Wall Deep Haven Camps, oversees a team of about 14 helpers cutting grid patterns into 12-inch thick ice and breaking off the squares like chunks of a Hershey bar. The squares are floated into a channel, prodded into a queue with long hooked poles where they bob in place, waiting to be hauled away.
Grab five blocks at a time, bring them up on the ramp, slide them into the back of the truck, load the truck up and bring it to one of our two ice houses. We have two or three folks in that ice house packing it tight against each other.
During the summer, camp staff bring ice around in wheelbarrows every morning to the camp's guests. New Englanders have been doing this kind of ice cutting since the late 1700s, and the ice trade took off in the mid-19th century. Ice harvested here used to be shipped to the Caribbean, South America, even India and Australia. It was packed into the lining of chilled rail cars and gave birth to trade in perishable foodstuffs. Rocky Wall started harvesting at the end of the 1800s, right about the time that mechanical refrigeration was starting to spell the end of the New England ice trade. But they didn't stop, and Jersinski says they aren't planning on stopping anytime soon.
Here in the 1970s, they tried putting a few refrigerators in some of the cottages, and guests didn't go for it at all. It's the ambiance. It's very nice to be able to go back in time.
Of course, the way ice is harvested has changed.
I'm Norman Lyford.
So how long have you been doing this?
68 years.
When Lyford started, they were using a horse to pull the ice blocks up into the truck instead of a winch. And the saw that they used to cut the ice was a bit more primitive.
We used to have a one lunger. We used to have filled it with water to keep it cool.
A one lunger?
Yeah.
I don't know. What's that mean?
It used to be, that's what they, years ago, they used to have for motors. Mm-hmm. They called them one lunger. They just one spark plug.
Right, one cylinder.
Yeah.
Despite the modern winches and saws and the two flatbed trucks to haul the ice, it takes 3 days of solid work to fill the camp's two ice houses. That gives enough ice to stock 62 ice boxes all year round. This year's ice harvest started in early February. It's the latest start in Jersinski's 23 years of doing this, though he says Lyford remembers once starting in March. The late start caught some attention. An Associated Press write-up was syndicated and reprinted all over the country. And it wasn't just a late start, but a warm season, too. Dave White lives in an off-the-grid house one town over. He helps out with the harvest in exchange for being able to fill up his own miniature ice house.
Somewhere around December, we empty the ice house of whatever's left from the year before so that we can put in the new ice blocks. And there are usually 8, 10, 11 blocks left. This year, however, we're down to one. And our experience of 12 years of icing, that's the fewest we've ever had. And I think it's getting harder to keep ice for a year.
For him, that ice is a zero electricity way to keep his food cold. And while this year's warmth has got him worried, he's not giving up.
It may be an act of faith for Rocky Wall, even, to continue to have an ice harvest. And I guess if they're willing, I'm willing.
The ice harvest this year went off without a hitch. Well, one small hitch. They had to stop in the middle to plow the lake after a blizzard dumped 14 inches of snow onto the ice field. No bother, says John Jersinski. The blizzard just turned nice ice skating conditions into nice cross-country skiing conditions. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.